किसी भी मानसिक रूप से अस्वस्थ व्यक्ति के साथ रहना या उनकी देखभाल करना चुनौतीपूर्ण कार्य है। ये चुनौतियां तब और भी बढ़ जाती हैं जब आपके किसी अपने को खाने से संबंधित समस्या हो, जिन्हें ईटिंग डिसऑर्डर्स कहा जाता है। आज के इस डिसरप्टिव कंपेनियन यानी कठिन साथी की श्रृंखला में हम देखेंगे कि किस तरह ये बीमारी ऑस्ट्रेलियाई परिवारों को प्रभावित कर रही है। सू का कहना है कि उनकी बेटी के साथ उनका एक प्रेम पोषित संबंध रहा है। जैसे एक माँ बेटी का संबंध होना चाहिए, सू और उनकी बेटी का भी संबंध वैसा ही रहा था, लेकिन फिर चीजें अचानक बदलने लग गईं। उनकी बेटी का व्यक्तित्व अचानक बदलने लगा। उसने अचानक ही खाना खाना बंद कर दिया। उसे गुस्सा भी आने लगा और वो चिड़चिड़ी भी हो गई। सू इस बदलाव को समझ नहीं पा रही थी।
It would be the wrong thing. She was so disrespectful to me. It was beyond belief.
बाद में ये पाया गया कि उनकी बेटी को खाने की समस्या, यानी eating disorder था।
Everybody felt like they were treading on eggshells around her. Just horrible. Just horrible. Sometimes she'd throw things. Really, really unreasonable behavior. And compared to what it was about, it was just like a total overreaction.
कई बार इस समस्या को शारीरिक बीमारी या व्यक्तिगत चुनाव मान लिया जाता है, लेकिन ईटिंग डिसऑर्डर्स मानसिक बीमारी हैं, जिनके शारीरिक और व्यवहारिक लक्षण होते हैं, जिसमें चिड़चिड़ापन, अप्रत्याशित व्यवहार और गुस्सा शामिल हैं। इन समस्याओं से ग्रसित लोगों का ध्यान रखने वाले लोग आमतौर पर इन बदलावों के बारे में बात करते ही हैं।
Shouting and screaming and saying horrible things, being quite aggressive, crying, not talking to us.
Alex ने भी सू और कई और माता पिताओं की तरह ही अपनी बेटी में इस बीमारी के लक्षणों को देखा।
I mean, all of those behaviors, it was very confronting because it was so different to how we knew our daughter.
Butterfly Foundation के लिए Deloitte Access Economics की एक रिपोर्ट के एक अनुमान के अनुसार इस बीमारी के चलते अकेले साल 2012 में 1800 से अधिक मृत्यु हुई थी। मानसिक रोगों के कारण होने वाली मृत्यु में ये दर बहुत अधिक है। इस बीते दशक में कोई और इस प्रकार के शोध नहीं किए गए हैं। अभिवक्ता समूहों को ये डर है कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में ईटिंग डिसऑर्डर्स के मामले ना ही केवल बढ़ रहे हैं, बल्कि इनकी पूरी गिनती भी नहीं हो रही है। ऐसे में इन रोगियों का ध्यान रखने वाले इस भार को अकेले ही उठा रहे हैं। डीकन यूनिवर्सिटी की शोधकर्ता जेनेवीव पेपिन समझाती हैं कि किसी ईटिंग डिसऑर्डर रोगी की देखभाल करने का अर्थ क्या होता है।
Caring for someone who has an eating disorder has been associated with very high level of psychological distress, of burden, very, very high levels also of anxiety and depression that are actually higher than people who are caring for someone, for example, with Alzheimer's disease or people with cancer or people receiving palliative care.
किसी भी समय करीब 1 मिलियन ऑस्ट्रेलियाई या कहिए 4% ऑस्ट्रेलियाई जनसंख्या ईटिंग डिसऑर्डर का सामना कर रही है। देखभालकर्ता कई बार इस बीमारी के कारण उत्पन्न होने वाली परिस्थिति से निपटने के तरीकों को लेकर तैयार ही नहीं होते और निराश हो जाते हैं।
I would go off into the bedroom and I would spend 5 minutes and I'd probably cry and then I would go back out and see her as if nothing had happened. It was very, very hard.
Dr. Pepin कहती है कि कई बार देखभालकर्ता स्वयं अपना ही ध्यान नहीं रख पाते, जो कि किसी के लिए भी अच्छा नहीं है।
Although carers have personal needs, they will put these needs at the bottom of their priority because what is most important for them is to get their loved one better. And in the long term, for the carers, it means their overall health becomes significantly compromised. They need to care for themselves and look after their own health if they want to be a healthy carer who can actually support someone with an eating disorder, knowing that eating disorders are so complex and challenging and difficult and unpredictable as well.
पर सहायता उपलब्ध है। National Eating Disorders Collaboration एक सरकारी मुहिम है जो खाने से जुड़े मानसिक रोगों के रोकथाम और इलाज के लिए साक्ष्य आधारित राष्ट्रव्यापी देखभाल प्रणाली को विकसित और स्थापित करने के लिए समर्पित है। इस वेबसाइट का कहना है कि दूर दराज के इलाकों में देखभाल की कमी के कारण, सामाजिक दुश्चेतना के कारण या इस मर्ज की कम समझ के कारण कई बार रोगियों तक ठीक उपचार और देखभाल नहीं पहुंच पाते हैं। सू के अनुभव इन चुनौतियों का जीवंत उदाहरण है।
There's very little support for people because 1 hour a week with a psychologist is really not enough when you're dealing with it 24/7. It's just such a big ask for somebody who has no medical background, and we're asked to do what people are doing in the hospital, what nurses and doctors do, and that is so challenging. Just some sort of support so that somebody's checking in with you. People don't see what we're going through at home, which is very different from what happens in hospital. So that support isn't offered because nobody knows. Nobody phones you up and says, well, what happened today?
Dr. Pepin ka kehna hai ki dekhbhalkartao ko kai baar is rog ki adhik jankari ke saath saath ek aisi jagah ki bhi zarurat hoti hai jahan ve khul kar baat kar sake.
There's very little support for people because 1 hour a week with a psychologist is really not enough when you're dealing with it 24/7. It's just such a big ask for somebody who has no medical background, and we're asked to do what people are doing in the hospital, what nurses and doctors do, and that is so challenging. Just some sort of support so that somebody's checking in with you. People don't see what we're going through at home, which is very different from what happens in hospital. So that support isn't offered because nobody knows. Nobody phones you up and says, well, what happened today?
ये एलेक्स के लिए बहुत लाभकारी भी रहा है, जो ये मानती हैं कि अपना ध्यान रखने के कारण वे अपनी बेटी का बेहतर ध्यान रख पाई थीं।
You kind of realize that you do need to practice self-care, or otherwise you just can't go the distance because this can take years. Carving out little bits of time for me, like early in the morning or late at night, to have some normality in my life and just a little bit of time out.
उन्होंने पाया कि उनकी जैसी परिस्थितियों के लोगों को ऐसा लगा जैसे उन्हें अपना कुनबा मिल गया हो.
And the other thing that was really, really helpful and totally essential to me getting through it was peer support from other carers that could understand all the horrible things that were going on for me and at home, and sometimes where you just felt really hopeless or you wonder whether it's going to go on forever. There were people that I could ask or they'd been there and could really empathize. That was really, really invaluable.
ऐसा ही एक सहायता समूह है, Eating Disorders Families Australia, EDFA. जिसे उन माता पिताओं ने स्थापित किया है जिनके बच्चे इस रोग से ग्रसित हैं। नेटवर्क की सह संस्थापक क्रिस्टीन नाइस्मिथ ईटिंग डिसऑर्डर्स के एक परिवार पर प्रभाव को समझाती हैं। उनका कहना है कि अगर 1 मिलियन लोग इस बीमारी से ग्रसित हैं, तो ये संभावित रूप से 4 मिलियन लोगों को प्रभावित कर रही है, क्योंकि ऐसे रोगियों के साथ रहने वालों की जिंदगियां एक बड़े तरीके से बदल जाती हैं।
As a parent or a carer, the task is really huge, and it is absolutely cruel what someone with an eating disorder goes through, but similarly what the family goes through. It impacts every single member of the family. They all suffer. It's very challenging mentally, it's physically exhausting, and you have financially draining because you have to pay for so many different clinicians, and you're seeing psychologists and psychiatrists and dietitians and then therapists for yourself. It affects everybody.
पिछले 18 महीनों में Eating Disorders Families Australia यानी EDFA ने अपनी सदस्यता में 300% से भी ज्यादा की उछाल देखी है. सुश्री नाइस्मिथ का कहना है कि ईटिंग डिसऑर्डर्स बहुत ही आम है और किसी को भी हो सकते हैं.
We're seeing people younger and younger getting eating disorders, even 7-year-olds. It's just horrendous, but they can actually occur any gender, any age, any socioeconomic background, any ethnicity or cultural background. These are not a choice. This is not a sign of vanity. Eating disorders don't discriminate, and it's something we all need to be talking about. We have to break down the stigma and the shame so that people will speak about eating disorders, will start to understand they're very prevalent, they're very common, and they're very dangerous. And we need to get people that we're worried about help urgently.
Dr. Pepin देखभालकर्ताओं से आग्रह करती हैं कि वे जल्द से जल्द सहयोग और सहायता ढूंढें.
Reach out to organizations that support carers or that can provide different types of supports or resources. For example, I would say get in touch with Eating Disorders Family Australia. If you're in Victoria, I would say get in touch with Eating Disorders Victoria. There's the Butterfly Foundation. There's Inside Out Institute, which is national and also has great resources for carers as well. There's a National Eating Disorders Collaboration. And there's also, again, if we're thinking about Victoria, the Centre of Excellence in Eating Disorder.
वे लोग जो इस बीमारी से उबर चुके हैं, वे अपने देखभालकर्ताओं के बहुत शुक्रगुजार हैं. अलाना पिछले 8 सालों से इस रोग की रिकवरी में हैं.
It's a selfish illness and it turns your brain into a really selfish machine where you just can't even see the damage that you're doing to everyone else. I just didn't realize how much care and support it would take to get me well and basically 24/7 around the clock care. I really just can't even comprehend how they put up with it and handled me when I was in such a bad way and was being so awful and attempting to push them away and attempting to reject all their love and support. You felt incredibly guilty about what you were doing, but you still couldn't stop it. That's how I kind of knew that something was not right in my brain, because that's just not a normal way of thinking.
उनका मानना है कि उनके देखभालकर्ताओं के दया भाव ने, खासकर उनकी माँ ने, उनके स्वस्थ होने में एक अहम भूमिका निभाई है, और शायद उनकी जान भी बचाई है.
She was amazing, and we didn't have a fantastic relationship around that time. The eating disorder just accelerated that even more and made me very secretive and aggressive and rude to her to push her away, and she was just incredibly patient and kind and supportive. I love her. She saved my life. I'm just so proud of her. If you haven't gone through it, it's very hard for people on the outside to really understand just how intense it is. It does get better. It really does. The relationships repair over time, and I'm just so deeply, deeply grateful to my parents and my family.
और देखभालकर्ताओं के लिए?
It is worth it because you're doing it for someone you love. We weren't going to let her die. You just really step up and you dig deep and you do everything that you need to do to help that person because they can't do it by themselves. They're just not able to do it alone.
अगर आप भी body image संबंधित समस्याओं से या eating disorders पर और जानकारी या सहायता चाहते हैं, तो 1-800-334-673 पर या www.butterfly.org.au पर Butterfly Foundation से संपर्क करें या आप National Eating Disorders Collaboration से nedc.com.au वेबसाइट द्वारा भी जुड़ सकते हैं. SBS News से जैन नबी की इस रिपोर्ट को SBS हिंदी से वृशाली जैन ने, रेचल सिबली और जेमी इलेगन की अतिरिक्त सहायता के साथ प्रस्तुत किया है.